I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Happy Tuesday. Tuesday.
favorite day of the week.
Yeah, favorite day of the week. This week we have a fun episode for you guys. We thought it'd be nice to do an episode about things we've learned this year so far.
Yeah, as like the end of the year is kind of approaching, we're like, maybe it would be fun to like
kind of reflect
on the year we had and
you know, try and give some of like our advice on things that we've learned.
Yeah.
Try and give some advice on the things that we have learned and just take you through some realizations we've had.
Some nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah. And some, you know, some positives, some negatives.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But obviously to start, we have a girl trouble of the week.
So girl trouble of the week is, have you had an eventful year the past year?
I have. I have indeed. Which you will hear a bit about as we go through the episode. But yeah, I have. I feel like a lot of people have had an eventful year.
Yeah.
Something about this year, there's something in the air. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of people are having like life changes, I feel. For good and bad. Not all bad.
Yeah.
Mainly all good, actually. But yeah, it's been like a year of something's happened in almost everyone I know that I'm close to's life that's redirected them into a different path.
You know why?
Why?
So I thought about this. If we ask an 18-year-old, they're not going to have had like such an eventful year, not in the same way we did.
Yeah.
It's because we're in our mid-20s.
Yeah, I guess so.
So much changes in our mid-20s, I feel.
But I feel like, I do feel like there's something about this year. Like everyone I speak to is like, there's something in the air. Like there's just, it's heightened this year in particular.
Yeah.
Like it could have been last year. We were still in our mid-20s. Why is it this year?
For that, I have another reason. So last year was the year like all the COVID restrictions were like literally all of them were lifted. So everyone had like a crazy ass year. No responsibilities. No one like thought about like the realistic things of life. Everyone was living la vida loca. or like, you know, like people would just wanted to enjoy. And I feel like this year was like a year of like realizing things.
Yeah, I
like
agree.
Kylie Jenner said. And I feel like that also has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
It's like the come down from the high post-COVID.
Maybe. I agree. But I do, Something's happened this year and we're gonna go through it with you guys.
We're gonna go through it.
We basically have like a list of things. We each have our own list of things that we've realized and, you know, practiced or whatever it might be. So shall I start?
Yes.
So the first one I have is, do not ignore gut feelings. They really are your guardian angels. So this is like a quote about like, you know, if you really have a gut feeling, it's literally a guardian angel telling you like, this probably is true, or this probably is accurate, or you probably shouldn't do that, or you should do this, you know? And this is going to sound weird, but I really have this past year after going through like a major life change. If I'm not sure about something, I will literally sit down by myself and just listen to what my body's telling me. Because 9 times out of 10, I will feel a certain way that tells me exactly how to respond to that, whatever question it is that I have about something. Sounds so weird, but I've never done this before in my life until this year. And it's honestly saved me in so many situations already.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So listen to your gut, you guys.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Very important.
I agree. There's also this saying, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I also feel like women have like this heightened, not all women, but I feel like a lot have like this heightened sense of like intuition.
Yeah, I agree.
Like there's a thing called like female intuition. And I don't know, it's just, it's, we sometimes we like feel things. We're like, truly, there's truly something not right, because we're such emotional beings. Mm-hmm. And like, I have friends that are like not so emotional at all, and they don't have as much intuition. But then I have like friends who are like very, very emotional, mm-hmm. like you, mm-hmm. like you have a lot of emotions. And I feel like you have a very strong intuition.
Yeah, I do. I think I do as well. Like, it's yeah. weird. I feel like I'm really just starting to realize this.
Because
like,
you're so in tune with your feelings.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Like, I can just feel if something's not going to be right and I won't do it. And I never used to do this. I used to just like, oh, go with the flow. Now it's like, I'm like, if I really truly feel like that's not going to serve me, I'm not going to do it. And it's really working. So, yeah.
Another one is that I have, you can be the full package, but you might be delivered to the wrong address.
Yeah.
You could, I've seen this on TikTok and it's really true. And it's like a nice summary of things that happened in my past year. I feel like if you get a no, doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. And this is like in every aspect, right? Yeah. Like love, friendship, career, anything. Mm-hmm. Like it's not that there's something wrong with you. It just means that you're asking the wrong person.
Exactly.
It's something that Kris Jenner said as well. Like if someone tells you no, it means you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's kind of similar to the saying like rejection is redirection.
Yeah.
And also like, it's not a no. It doesn't mean no. It just means that there's a better fit or something better for you out there.
Yeah.
It just means that that wasn't right for you. It doesn't, it's, you know, you're not failing. It's just there's a better option out there for you.
Exactly.
That's how I view it. Which, again, this has all been realized this year.
Yeah. This year's just all been
don't know what I was doing last year, but.
And also, like, when it comes to relationships, like, sometimes it was not you, it was not him. Some people are just not meant to be together. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, like it was me, it was him. Like people like try to pinpoint where it went wrong. Mm-hmm. But sometimes like you just can't pinpoint it, or you can't blame someone. It wasn't you, it wasn't him. Some things are just not meant to be. So
I agree.
Yeah.
The next one I have is to take each day as it comes, because you really can't plan too far ahead, as things can always change. Because Lulu knows, I swear I was obsessed with planning my life. Obsessed. Like OCD.
I mean, you're a very good planner.
We go to
We're opposites.
Yeah, I have serious organizational problems. Like I take it to the extreme, but this is what I'm trying to say. I realize you shouldn't do that because it backfires eventually. Like when we would go to Paris or any trip, I would make a whole spreadsheet of what I was going to wear, what makeup, what hair, what bag, what where we're going to eat, what, you know, everything, to every little detail. Like I've seen these TikToks, but I truly was doing that. My sister used to be like, this is not normal. And I would like send it to everyone that's coming on the trip. Like, okay guys, look, this is my, you know, outfits. What are you going to wear? Like, it's just, I would take it to the next.
This is a wardrobe itinerary.
But I would do it for the same in my life. Like I would plan, okay, I'm going on this trip with these people. My sister's coming to visit me here. I'm going to do this during this period of my life. Like I would just really, oh, like it was actually an issue for me. I would over plan.
Yeah.
And then obviously I went through a change in my life recently, and like I am like, okay, well, there's no point in doing that because you just never know. Because all of that went out the window. All that planning I did. Like,
that's true.
You know? So yeah, I'm trying to like go more with the flow. Obviously you can't do that in like too much, because you do need to be organized and like get things done, but just to take each day as it comes, as much as you can. Like, just slow down.
Yeah.
In your brain.
There's this saying, right? Like, when you make plans, God laughs.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's so true.
Which, he must have been laughing at me.
Yeah. For the last part. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's good to plan. Like, don't go too much with the flow, because sometimes I go too much with the flow. And I should plan. But like the thing is, you shouldn't plan to the extent where if it would go wrong, you don't know what to do.
Exactly. Or you're disheartened by the fact that you can't do that anymore.
Because that's a bit like self-sabotage. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just sort of take each day as it comes.
Also, one that I had is everyone's human, everyone makes mistakes, and no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
It's because, like, sometimes, like, you expect someone to act in a perfect way, but you need to know, like, everyone's human. Like, mm-hmm. this comes to your family, your friends, like, parents, for example, because, like, as a kid, right, you grow up thinking that your parents are the perfect human.
Mm-hmm.
And then along your life, as your life goes on, you realize, like, oh, wait, maybe my parents do make mistakes and maybe yeah. they didn't know. And now that I'm, like, older and I'm, like, obviously I'm not thinking about having kids anytime soon, but, like, I would love to have kids in the next 5 years. Like, I'm still figuring out my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you yeah. can't expect everyone to, like, be perfect. So when someone does something wrong to you, you have to be, like, forgiving in some sense. You can't be too yeah. harsh on them. Obviously, it depends what they do. But, like, this goes to a lot of people in your life. And this is something I've learned. Because I always expected people to, like, act, like, very perfect towards mm-hmm. me. But then again, like, I'm not perfect either. So I'm like, why do I have these expectations of people?
Yeah, I agree. I do feel like you have to find, like, a good... It depends what relationship you're talking about. But I do yeah. feel like... Yeah, no one's going to be perfect. And there's always going to be, like, something that you are going to have to, like, work around or compromise on. But as long as it's not something that's, like, a deal breaker, then, like, that is just how it goes, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll learn to love the things you dislike about them eventually, you know?
Exactly.
You'll love them for the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. Because I had a situation, like, a while, like, years ago, I would, like, for example, ask my mom for advice. And then she might have, like, given me, like, the wrong advice. And I'd be like, oh, my God, mom, but why did you tell me this? But this is why, like, I saw my parents as, like, the ultimate wisdom, right?
Yeah.
They were, like, fucking Buddha to me. So I was like, they know everything. Like, they have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grow older, I'm like, no, they don't have it all figured out.
No,
so
no one does.
No one does.
Literally no one does.
And my mom still until today, she's like, I'm so sorry what I did, like, a couple of years ago. Like, if this, like, maybe redirected your life not in the way you wanted it to. And I'm like, mommy, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, fuck you. You gave me the wrong advice. And I followed it.
No.
Like, no, because it wasn't wrong. And, like, she was trying to help me.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's not Buddha. She's also human.
And also everything happens for a reason. So.
Yeah. And this goes the same with friends. And I've had, like, same situation with friends and, like, boyfriends. And, yeah, no one's perfect.
No one's perfect. No one has it figured out. That's
exactly.
For sure. Okay, the next one I have is change is good and healthy.
Yes.
As scary as it is, but it is, you know, if you're in the same place doing the same thing with the same people for forever, like, that actually I've said it before on the podcast, I think, that means that you're not doing something wrong, but it means that you're not growing as a person.
You're not evolving.
Yeah, and I feel like it's... Obviously, a lot of people do find themselves in that situation because they're scared of change. But this year, I was scared of change as well, I'm not going to lie, like, for the past, I don't know, five, 6 years.
I think everyone is.
I was so comfortable and I was very happy with my life. But, you know, sometimes you have to be put in, like, uncomfortable situations and then you are forced to change your life for the better, even though you didn't realize that it could be better. And it's just so, you know... Reinventing.
I know.
So nice. Makes you feel alive.
I agree. Uncomfortableness allows you to grow and to grow into better situations.
Mm-hmm. So that's a huge one for me this year.
Success does not come from comfortableness. It comes from uncomfortableness.
Exactly.
Success in any way, like relationships and career, anything.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Then the next one, don't allow anyone to use alcohol to excuse their actions.
Ooh, deep one, Lulu. Mm. Love it. Absolutely not. That's a really good one. I've had this. You've had it, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, what we're talking about, we've had this year. We've both had this year, actually.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? Not just alcohol. Anything. Any excuse. Don't allow people to make excuses for their actions. Like, people need to own up to what they did.
Yeah.
And if they can't do that, then they don't deserve you. Like, sorry.
Yeah, I hear, like... Some people use the excuse to me of like, oh, sorry, I had no clue. Like, I was blackout drunk.
Yeah. No,
and I'm like, that's not an excuse to hurt someone.
It's like, then you shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Like, you made, so the mistake you made was getting that drunk then.
Imagine, like, I kill your cat.
Yeah.
Millie doesn't have a cat, by the way. But imagine I kill your cat and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was blackout drunk.
It's just never doesn't an
make
excuse.
Doesn't make the cat alive.
No. I just hate people that make excuses, actually. No, it's really annoying.
And this is just something that I'm like, for me, it's not a valid excuse. I'm sorry.
It's really not. It's really not. Because then that means like that they could potentially do it against you in the future because they drank too much. And it's like, well.
And the same with boyfriends. Like all the dilemmas that we got in actually the past year. Because, by the way, I think we're near a year of doing podcasting when this episode comes out.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we will be.
Right? Yeah. Which is crazy.
Crazy.
But I think like also the past year, like the amount of DMs we got and like dilemmas of girls of like, oh, my boyfriend was drunk and cheated on me. He doesn't remember it anymore. Like,
do I forgive him?
Yeah. No, it's not an excuse.
It's really not. Like they did what they did and that's like the that's the fine line. The next one I have is, it's actually really funny. I have one that says not having it all figured out is okay, but we already covered that. Okay, the next one I have is sometimes you have to take one step back to take two steps forward.
Yes, I love that one.
And that does.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That doesn't mean, because a lot of people would view that as failing in life or you're going backwards, but it's not that, you know, sometimes you do need to like take yourself out of a situation or take a step backwards to then be able to go forwards further, you know?
I agree.
And again, I honestly think that this is something you have to like live through to actually see it as clearly as you and I do, because obviously this is something that's, well, maybe not so much you, but this is something that's definitely happened to me this year. And I honestly couldn't recommend it more. If that's something that you are given the option to do,
yeah,
to better your life, then like absolutely do it. And don't take it as like, oh, I'm failing, I'm going backwards, because I guarantee you, like, you will be in a much better place in a year's time than you are now.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah.
Oh, this is another one. You don't need to be friends with your ex. You don't need to end it on good terms. You just need to move on.
Yes, honey.
Because sometimes I know we all want to like end things on good terms, but like if something really bad happened, like don't expect to be friends with your ex. Don't expect to have like closure. Don't expect anything. Mm-hmm. You just need to move on.
Yeah, literally just don't expect anything. That's a good one. Yeah, I feel even if it's not with a boyfriend, a friend, a job, whatever, like looking for closures sometimes just causes you more like stress and issues in your life. So it's kind of like Lisa, just it's sometimes better just to like move on.
Yeah,
as hard as it is.
I know,
you know,
stop holding on to things that are not meant for you. Mm-hmm. That's also another one.
Very, very true. And it's hard to do it that way. I know people would rather like be on good terms with their ex-friends or their ex-boyfriends, but like sometimes you're not given that option, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, even if, like, nothing bad happened, like, I've had relationships where, like, not necessarily anything bad happened, but, like, it's just so hard because so many feelings were involved, so we will never be friends. I'm sorry, I could never look at this person and be like, oh, you're my friend. No. So it's just better to just move on. Yeah. Close the chapter, move on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, you have these phases of your life, these chapters of your life. The story's meant to end. It's not meant to carry on. And that's just how life is, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
As brutal as it is.
Then the next one that I have is, if you have to fight too much for a person, let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever's meant to be will be. And some things are just not meant for you.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be like, obviously we always say there's like going to be compromises in relationship, but it shouldn't be like that really hard work. You know, like it should, especially with friendships, I feel it should, there really shouldn't be that much compromise. It should be easy to be friends with someone.
I agree.
A majority of the time. With a boyfriend, I get it. There's a bit more like stuff involved, so it can be a bit more difficult. But with a friend, I'm sorry. Like I used to have friendships where I would fight with them, like when I was a bit younger, all the time. Obviously, yeah. Age plays a role there. But now, like if I was fighting with a friend, like on a weekly basis, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be friends with them. Like that means that you don't get along. Like you have different, you know, there's a reason for it. That's like literally the universe giving you a sign that this isn't the right friend for you.
I agree.
Okay. Next one I have is balance is key.
Yes.
So this year for me in particular, like I've had to like re-sort of figure out my balance of like work, friends, gym, social life, like everything's.
I love how you included gym.
Yeah. But like it's true. It's true. Like health, let's say. Health.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah. Because like for me being newly single this year, it's a totally different style of like balance. Like it's just completely different. So that's been like a huge learning curve for me. But it's fun. I agree.
No, so, balance is definitely key.
Balance is key. Always.
Yeah. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
So good. I heard this recently, actually. This is a very good one. And like to focus on what you can control, what you can't
exactly.
control.
Exactly.
So true.
Because like if you have a situation, maybe like 10% you can control. So on 10% you can actually take actions. So don't let the 90% that you can is even out of your control consume you.
Like don't waste your time on the things you can't fix control. Or change because again, you're literally hurting yourself and wasting your own time.
Another one that I have is blocking someone is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength and it's just you need to viciously block out all the negativity out of your life. And if that means blocking someone, then go ahead.
Oh my God.
Or like archiving or like muting. Yeah. But honestly, like I'm pretty extreme with it and I just block them.
I was going to say the amount of people I've blocked this year is like, wow. Yeah. But you know, it's sometimes you have, and I don't, you know, back in the day when I was a bit younger, maybe it was a bit like childish and I'd like block them just to see if they would message me differently, you know, stupid shit. And now, no, I literally do it for my own well-being.
Exactly.
So, like, there's no form of contact.
I agree.
No contact rules, but, like, a huge thing for me this year. So, that's a good one.
This is another one that I have. If it's a maybe, it's a no.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know...
You can view this in many, many ways. Mm-hmm.
You really can. Because I was going to say, if I have to think about something, it means that you shouldn't do it. Or if it's a question, probably not right.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if it's a thought, if it's a maybe, that's a no.
Exactly. And I especially have this because I'm such a people pleaser. And I feel like you are as well.
Yeah.
So when someone asks me, I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe. Even though, like, I don't actually want to go. And then I'm like, I would actually do it to please the other person. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait. I should actually serve myself first. And it's fine to say no.
Yeah. And also because we're only putting ourselves in we're putting ourselves in the annoying situation that in 3 weeks time when they're like, oh, so, you know, are we still doing this? You're like, I know I said I might, but I'm actually not. Exactly. So it's like, yeah, it's better to just be like straight up, which is a thing that Lulu and I both need to work on.
Yeah.
Because we like to say yes to everything.
Also, another one that I had, which is definitely something that I've try to work on this year, especially, and I've never really viewed it myself like this, but like view yourself as a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Like you are not a perfect person, and I constantly like try to like perfect myself, and like if I have a fight and I acted wrong in that fight, I'm like, wait, I can't do this anymore in the future.
Yeah,
like I'll never be perfect, I know, but like I try to become like a good human.
Yeah you're just, I guess, trying to be, you know, the best version of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, everyone should be doing that, and I think it's really good that you say you reflect, because everyone should reflect on their life experiences and, you know, there's the situations they find themselves in, because that is literally how you grow and change your ways.
Like I reflect and I'm like, how can I react to this better next time if this happens to me again?
Exactly.
So yeah.
Well said. Look at you. Lulu over here adulting.
I know. Crazy. Another one that I have, don't let the problem attack you. You need to attack the problem.
Yeah.
So sometimes I wake up with like major anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, like so many things. And then I'm like, you know what? We're going to attack the problem at first. And we're just going to go into it and handle it right away. But this is like with anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a person who hates confrontation.
Yeah, you are.
I fucking hate it. But
yeah, it's true. It's like when you have anxiety, the best thing to do is to just sit down and go step by step through each thing that's bothering you and just sort it. I mean, I've definitely had those phases of my life as well where I'm like, okay, what? How do I fix this? Or if something goes wrong in my life, for example, obviously what I went through this year, you saw me like literally just within a day, 2 days, just fix it in my eyes. Because that was the only way that I was gonna be okay for me, because I know how I work. So yeah, when there's an issue, just take it into your hands and fix it.
I agree.
If you can. I know it's like easier said than done, but.
And another one that I have, and I know a lot of girls need to hear this, learn to leave the man you love for the man you know you deserve.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really tough one.
It's really tough because I've left relationships already where I was so in love with a guy, but I still left him because I was like, I deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want someone to treat me this way. I want other things in life. I don't want someone who does this every fucking weekend, whatever it was. To like learn how to leave the man you love for the man you know you deserve. Because the longer you stay with this guy, the more time you take away from the guy that you're actually supposed to be with.
Yeah. And also like, it doesn't even have to be just about a guy. Like learn to leave the life you have for the life you deserve, you know? Like,
yeah.
It could be with friends, your job. Like say you're stuck in a job that you don't like and you know that there's something you'd rather be doing that you could be better at, that you'd make more money at, you'd be more successful at.
Exactly.
It's like there's so many. So that works for everything, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then another one, which I realize actually every year, that family really is the most important thing.
Oh my God, this is such a good one. I don't know why I didn't write this down. So true.
And again, it's such a given, but I feel like a lot of people forget. And every year again, I realize because you take it for granted, right? Because they're always there.
Yeah.
They're literally attached to you.
It's a relationship you don't have to work on because they are your blood. They're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, even though that's not right, we should prioritize them more. Even for me this year, that's been a huge realization for me because I've spent the past 8 years apart from my family, in particular my twin sister, and now I get to be living in close proximity again, which is like, you know, family, it really honestly does make everything better. It's crazy.
Because like when everything falls down, family will always be there for you to catch you.
Literally.
So I've had times where like everything around me was like crumbling and whatever. And then I always had my family to fall back on.
Yeah,
and they were always there for me to listen. And they will never be like, oh, you're annoying me. Yeah. Like you talk about this too much. Okay, let's change topic.
That's the thing. Like obviously you have your close friends who, you know, to an extent they feel the same way. Yeah. But there's nothing like being able to complain as much as you want to someone that you don't care if they get annoyed. Because you're like, well, whatever, exactly. Like you'll get over it. You know, it's fine. But like with friends, there is a little bit of an element that you're more cautious about annoying them, I feel.
Yeah.
Whereas with like your brother or your mom or your sister, it's like, well, you're going to sit here and you're going to listen.
And also, you know that they will always, always, always will have your best interest.
Yeah.
Like hopefully, you know what I mean? They like will. Hopefully in most
That's
cases.
Very, very true.
Can't speak for every family. But like with us, I can say with a lot of security that like, they will always have our best interest
Absolutely.
At heart. They will always give us the best, like try to give their best advice.
They're not going to sugarcoat it at all.
No.
Like they're going to tell you straight.
They're not going to tell us cut your hair in a bob.
Yeah. They have no reason to mislead you.
To do what's wrong. Yeah.
I agree.
This is my last one. Forgive people, not for them, but for you. So you can have peace of your mind and you don't have to hold grudges because it takes so much energy away from you.
I agree. Well said.
And that's something I had in relationships, friendships, like previous relationships did me wrong. I was like, you know what? I forgive you.
Yeah.
But not for him, just for me. And also with friends, I'm like, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. I want to stop fighting because it takes so much energy out of you. And I was like, I forgive you. I'm letting it go.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's so easy just to do the other option and hold a grudge and like just hate that person forever. But I think it's so much healthier for you to, okay. You can be upset for a couple weeks, a couple months if it's really bad. But then you really do need to like move on for yourself. And the only way to do that is you don't need to go and sit down and be like, I forgive you. You don't need to tell them you've forgiven them or forgave them. But you need to, in your own body and mind, literally truly believe that you did forgive them and that you do forgive them, like truly mean it, because otherwise this will be something that plays on your mind for the rest of your life. And it's like, what's the point in that? Okay. So my last one is to enjoy yourself. Life is short.
That is such a cliche, but such a good one.
It's so true, because I really have had so much fun this year. Like, probably the most fun I've ever had in a year. And I truly, truly think it's so important to like, or just live in the moment, I feel. Because a lot of people, they don't. They're like always looking forward to the next thing. And like, that's this is something true. I used to do as well, as you know.
Me too.
Like planning, oh, what's my next trip? When am I going away next? Who's visiting? You know, like, it was just always what's next.
Yeah.
And this year, I've really like, if I've been enjoying myself, like, on a trip, I'm like, take this in. You know, this won't never happen again.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my last one. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a bit deep. Hope you learned.
No.
Not good advice.
I'm still thinking about your last advice, but it's so true, because so many people live in the future and not in the present.
Yeah.
And then when the future actually comes, they don't enjoy it. They're like, oh, it's here. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Like, no, you need to enjoy the present.
You really,
this
really
is also
do.
Something I've learned and this
like,
year.
Yeah. It, again, this is like, I mean, I'm 25 and I've only just realized this. So it's like, you know, takes time. But in any case, you guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, and we hope so too.
Lessons of the year. Maybe we'll do this every year. This is like a good type of episode.
I feel like this is like a good roundup.
Yeah. And if you guys have learned anything this year, please send them in to us on Instagram, because I'm very curious to see how everyone else's years have gone. And please follow us on Instagram.
Yes, it's a Girls World Podcast.
And TikTok and YouTube and all that. And send us any other topics or dilemmas. But in any case, we will speak to you guys next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.